What's up, everybody? This is Erin Darling Terralva. You're listening to Hot Pizza Ass Podcast. I don't know why I just said it that way. Whatever. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. And I've recorded this podcast like 5 times over the past week. And I knew I wanted to talk about social media success. And then I was like, that sounds so salesy. And also, there are two ideas of social media success, right? Like, there's the idea of gaining followers, converting, selling a product, promoting whatever it is you do. And there's the idea of like, I'm just using this for personal connections and staying in touch with people. And then there's the idea of I'm addicted to this and I need to create boundaries for myself to create a healthy life. And I think the reason why I keep doing this podcast and deleting it is because I really don't know which of those is more important. And I guess it would be weird for me to make a how to be successful at social media episode without really knowing that first. So I'll just say this. I work a lot as a social media consultant. I kind of got into it randomly. And if you want like pointed advice about, you know, growing your followers or a business or whatever you're doing, you can contact me and I can answer your questions or you can hire me, whatever. But I'll tell you how I got into this. It's kind of an interesting story. So I got into this because I wanted to take vocal lessons, but I was super broke at the time. So I offered a trade to a local voice teacher and I offered to help her build out her socials and create custom content for her. And she was into it. And so we did a trade in exchange for weekly vocal lessons with her. I was able to help her create a custom web series for her. And I advised her heavily on social media and kind of helped her create more of a community, because that's something that's important regardless of how you use your socials. And that's the best social media is about, in my opinion, it's about community and connection and cultivating a conversation. That's a lot of C's right there. That's a lot of alliteration. But I think you guys, you kind of get what I'm saying. Like, the best social media is social media that elicits that, like a connection or a conversation. Like, when I think about social media success, I think of, in my opinion, I'm successful at social media because people understand who I am to the point where I've received jobs, like acting jobs or opportunities through my social media. So there's something that I'm doing that is showing an aspect of myself that is presenting an image where someone's like, oh, okay, I get that person. And sometimes it's a director or a casting director or someone, or it's a stranger that's like, oh, I feel like I know that person. I want to check out their podcast. And just on my level, my personal experience, that's kind of like, okay, cool. I consider myself a success here. And I really don't think it's about the numbers, sales, conversion, whatever. But that being said, I have worked for businesses that are concerned in that. And I've helped them with that too. But first and foremost, I feel like your social media should be more focused on the things I said before. Like, what is conversion? Right? Like, what is promotion if you're not connecting with people? Like, do they really care? They do if you're a celebrity or if you're like a recognizable brand name. But if you're just out here posting on your socials, like, come to my stand-up show, cool. Like, your friends will go, maybe someone that wants to check out what you do will go. But if you aren't connecting, if you're not creating opportunities for conversation, if you're not being clear about, you know, who you are in some way, the likelihood of that leading to like a massive conversion or building a massive fan base is slim. So there are a lot of things to talk about when it comes to socials. And I think that's why this podcast has been hard to record. But ultimately, you guys knowing me, and this has come up in so many episodes of my podcast, I love boundaries. I love talking about boundaries. And I think that social media boundaries are incredibly important. And I'm talking about like time boundaries, energy boundaries, who you want, looking at your feed type of boundaries, and also what you are emotionally ingesting, because everything you see on your feed is going into your eyes, into your mind. Like, you are metabolizing that. So it is important in terms of cultivating what you want to be thinking about, what you want in your psyche. And sometimes maybe you don't want to see an ex all the time. You want to move on. You don't want to think about that. Or maybe you have some friends or people you know that post a lot of really negative shit and you aren't in alignment with that. It's just like not where you're at. And I think that blocking people or unfollowing people really gets a very bad reputation. Like, people associate that with being immature. And I'm on the opposite plane. I believe that it is a sign of maturity. Doing what's right for you is always a sign of maturity. And knowing that other people's opinions is not what determines what is right or wrong for you. Right? And, you know, if you need a refresher, you can go back and listen to the last episode about how to be a hot pizza ass, because I talk a lot about stuff like this, like really being in your worth and not letting other people's like opinions or expectations determine what it is that you do, how you are, choices you make, down to your social media. And I think that social media has become such a big part of everyone's lives, unfortunately, that it is important to kind of like decide what your relationship with socials are and how you want to use them and what your boundaries are. And that's all totally fine. So instead of giving you my tips, I wrote like 10 tips about social media success. And like I said, I recorded this podcast over and over and over again, breaking down the tips that I have and kind of like telling little stories about how I learned this lesson or some of my main takeaways when I was actually writing down what I thought the most important things were. But I got annoyed of myself. I was like, I need to self-edit this. I need to re-record this, because a 35-minute podcast that is addressing all of those elements of social media, it's not necessarily directed all toward growth. It's also directed toward like your own boundaries and your own clarity. And not knowing what the goal is for each individual that listens to this podcast just seemed like it was all over the place. So that's what this is going to end up being today. It's going to end up just being me talking about you being clear with what your relationship is with social media, like what you actually want out of it, you know? That's really the most important. And then listening to your gut and figuring out how much time you want to spend on the apps. If you're spending a lot of time on them, set up those timers, turn off those notifications, create some boundaries for your mental health. And if you're interested in growth, there are a lot of ways to go about it. And at the heart of that, keep in mind that your authenticity, your truth, your ability to connect with people should always be like paramount. And I think, you know what? I do think that being a stand-up comedian has kind of like helped me in the way that I view everything. Because everything is kind of like you're telling a story. Everything has an element of storytelling. Well, anything that involves writing, sharing content, connecting is storytelling. Whether it's an email, an Instagram post, a tweet, you know, that's basically what we're doing. We're always telling stories. So what story are you telling and what do you want to tell? And keep in mind that what you're sharing is giving other people a window into what you are. And sometimes we want to be really personal with that. Sometimes that's about getting vulnerable and sharing a story. And sometimes it's about, hey, I started a candle business and I'm selling candles now. You know? So just be aware of that. I think the reason why I'm thinking so much about social media these days is because I have been on Facebook more in the last 6 months than I have in like the last 6 years, because I had a very close friend who passed away during the pandemic. And when that occurred, we don't live in the same city. This is a friend of mine from back home. I grew up in Northern California, and there was a support group, like a remembrance group for him. And actually, Facebook is how I found out that he passed away, which is also a sign of the fucking times. And I was invited to a Facebook group. That's how I found out he died. It was crazy because, of course, at that moment, I'm just picking up my phone, like calling people that knew him, being like, what? What happened? Is this true? What? And that was hard to process. It's even hard for me to think about right now, because when you lose someone and it's in a pandemic and you don't know if you're going to be able to go to a funeral or not, and also you don't know what happened to them, it's actually really unsettling. I'm sure you can imagine. I'm sure there's actually a lot of people that have been through this. A lot of people that have lost friends and loved ones, family members possibly, during this pandemic. So my heart goes out to you. But back to Facebook, because I found out through Facebook and because there was a support group on Facebook, I've been checking in regularly and reading posts, contributing, trying to keep the memory alive, and also write down everything that I do remember because it's important for the family to know. So I've been doing a lot of that, and as a result, I've been spending more time on that platform. I do not like Facebook. I don't like what it's become. And I've seen a lot of crazy negativity, and I've had to, you know, unfollow even family members who, by the way, I still have a good relationship with. You know, if I unfollow someone, it doesn't mean that I hate them. It's just me drawing a boundary, being like, I don't want to see that. This is a problematic belief that I don't align with. Also, during the BLM protests, I saw a lot of crazy stuff too. So I did have to unfollow some people, but I would not have known that that's how they felt if I hadn't seen their Facebook posts, you know? So those boundaries were for me, just for my social feed. Now that I'm spending time on that platform, checking in on this Facebook group, and I was introduced to the memories feature. Do you guys know about memories? It's basically time hop. So if you go to memories on Facebook, you can see on this day, 8 years ago, this is what you were doing. And for me, it's like, because I hadn't used Facebook in like 6 years or something, it was all my old Instagram pictures and stuff like that, because my Instagram's connected and it would automatically post there. So I would see like, oh, okay, I was doing that. Cool, I remember that. But then sometimes I would just see my statuses that when I actually used Facebook on a daily basis, which was a long time ago, like 9 years ago, I would see some of these douchey statuses that I would write. And I was like, whoa, what the heck? Like, I remember this one that I saw last week that was like, I'm getting so close to one of my dreams, exclamation point. I'm like, what dream was that? Like, really, what dream was I getting close to 8 years ago? Like, I was just starting doing stand-up. I was, you know, I was doing stuff. I was writing. I was, you know, working a lot on camera for, like, no money at all. But, like, by no means was I, like, successful, except for the fact that I was pursuing my dream. You know, that is always a success. But I wasn't like being compensated wildly for anything. I wasn't really like winning awards. I wasn't being recognized for what I was doing. I was just doing it. So I'm like, what dream was I close to accomplishing? What were my dreams back then? Like, who was this girl? And I just kind of consider that douchey because I know myself, and I know like 9 years ago or whatever, I was probably just writing that status to make it seem like I was doing something important. You know, like that was for my ego. That wasn't for anyone. That was just for me. That was for me to feel good writing that status. Sorry, my Google calendar just went off. But yeah, so that's kind of what's funny is that I knew back then I was not as self-aware. So I'm writing the status to make it seem like I'm important or like I'm doing something great with my life or I'm being validated somehow or maybe I wanted the recognition from my peer group. You know, maybe I wanted them to comment and be like, wow, well, that's great. Good job, Aaron. Achieve those dreams. And it's just sad. And then when I saw that I was doing that, I started recognizing it also in my peer group, like currently, because people post things similar to that. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we see right through that. We know what you're doing. So I think that's why I've been spending a lot of time thinking about social media, just like thinking about the ways that people use it and thinking about like how we seek validation, what's for our ego and like what's for our soul, you know? Like now when I post things and if I choose to, you know, open up about something, it's really coming from a place of like wanting to be seen, wanting my experiences to be heard and wanting to provide it as an opportunity for other people to kind of like relate and connect to what it is that I'm saying. And I think that's a more effective way to use it rather than just like the cheap ploy of I'm doing something cool or I'm I'm about to achieve something. Not going to tell you what it is though. The worst are the posts that are like, I have some great news. Oh, something so cool is happening, but I can't talk about it now. Stay tuned. Those are the worst. So this conversation that we're having right now is not really an insight into the mind of someone that's a social media consultant. Although maybe you can kind of see how I think about content a little bit. I think it's just more of kind of an observation about social media in general and how people use it and what's good and what's not good and what's effective and what actually creates interest, you know, what creates a moment. And creating a moment is important in all content creation, whether it's a short film or a script or a stand-up joke or a really good tweet, you know, like creating a moment is always important. Like that's the goal, not just a moment that people just scroll through and forget about it. But that's the irony of social media is it's all something someone's just going to scroll through or a lot of people will just scroll through, forget about it, won't even read. In fact, that's kind of how the podcast started. My podcast started because I posted a picture of me with a piece of pizza on my butt talking about accepting my body for what it was and overcoming challenges related to, you know, judging myself, thinking I wasn't worthy, thinking I wasn't enough. And when I finally got the courage to post the picture, which, by the way, it took me months to post the picture itself. In a way, you could almost say it took me decades to post that picture. I was nervous because I knew some people would just look at the picture and they wouldn't read what I was actually saying. So that's the dilemma. That's the social dilemma. A good documentary, by the way, which you guys should all watch. So what I just want to leave you with is think about what you want out of socials, use it as such, release the things that you don't need or things that make you feel bad, and don't feel bad about releasing those things. And if you're addicted to apps, set timers, turn off notifications, take control of your experience. Always remember that you're really in control. Don't give away that power, right? There are ways to limit your time on the apps. There are ways to create boundaries. And we can bitch about Facebook all day and how much we hate it. But like, if we really hated it, we wouldn't be on the app, you know? Think about that. Think about that. So now we have a 20-minute episode, which is, I think, way better and a little more real than the 35-minute episode that I was going to do originally. So I'm just going to leave that here. And thank you guys for listening to this episode. I have some really fun guests coming the next two episodes I've recorded last week. And they are great. I just need to sit down and edit them. I'm not going to tell you who they are. See, this is me doing the social media thing of like, I have something great coming up, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. I have two episodes coming up. One is with my really good friend, writing partner, and stand-up comedian Erica Rhodes. You guys love her. And I also recorded one last week with Rachel and Leah from the Basic Witches podcast, who are great. It's all about spirituality and, you know, being a bad witch. And they're really fun and great. And I love their take and their perspective on life. And you know, Erica, you guys, I can't even describe. I love Erica. And if you guys do follow me on socials, you probably know that Erica and I are good friends and that we've worked together and I have a lot of respect for her. She's very smart and funny. And that conversation, I really don't want to tell you guys about because, well, I cry in the episode. We do get kind of emotional. This has been an emotional time, really, in general, for Erica's gone through a lot. And, you know, I have too. And it all just kind of comes out. So that's what you guys can see in that episode. So you have some cool things to look forward to in the month of January and Hot Pizza Ass. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I love you guys. And please feel free to support the podcast on Patreon if you would like. Erin Darling at Patreon, where you can get bonuses, a digital photo set, and interact with the community there if you're interested in supporting financially. If you are not interested in supporting financially, please review the podcast. Go to iTunes, give me 5 stars, drop a quick sentence about your favorite episode, and not only will that help me, but I will also read your review and I will know what you like about my show. Basically, just more validation. So thank you guys so much. And I will see you guys next week with a new guest, a new day, a new everything. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening to Hot Pizza Ass Podcast.